弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
啊，不知道在座这个假期里面有没有吃的过多的哈
？I wonder if we have overeaten during the holidays.
啊，这个是一个一年末后啊，大家是可以尽情享受的时候。
This is the end of the year. We can all enjoy ourselves.
但是也是一个我们彼此应该彼此提醒的时候。
This is also the time that we remind each other.
啊，让我们在主里面啊，继续来数算神的恩典。
That we will continue to count our blessings in the Lord.
也求神来帮助，让我们在未来这一年里面。
May the Lord help us in the year to come.
活得更有力量。
That we will be stronger.
活得更有盼望。
We will have more hope.
那今天想跟各位啊分享的一个题目就是圣灵的工作。
This morning I want to share with you a message about the work of the Holy Spirit.
啊，很感谢神啊，这个我跟。敬拜赞美团也没有联系，他们选的两首诗都是我非常喜欢的诗。
I praise the Lord that the songs that we just sang, I enjoy them very much.
啊，特别讲到保惠师已经来。
Because the song says the Comforter has come.
啊，我们常常说圣灵。
A lot of time we talk about Holy Spirit quite a bit.
但是，巴不得神的圣灵是在我们里面是活的。
But actually, the Holy Spirit is living in us.
而且让我们看见圣灵的工作在我们的周遭也是活的。
And also, the work of the Holy Spirit is very alive around us.
我们不是讲圣灵。
We're not just talking about the Holy Spirit.
让我们来经历圣灵。
We need to experience the Holy Spirit.
啊，不单单来讨论圣灵。
Not only that we discuss the Holy Spirit.
我们也对圣灵的工作能够敏锐。
We need to be keen to the work of the Holy Spirit.
啊，在这里我要回想一下，就是说我在。离开牧会的工作一算也很快两年了。
I left my pastoral mission about two years already.
啊，我在这里也要谢谢贵教会对我们的支持。
And I want to thank this church for your support.
啊，对我们在祷告上在金钱上都有很多的支持，我们夫妇两个都非常的感谢各位。
My wife and I appreciate your support prayerfully and financially very much.
啊，在这个。做宣教士的工作跟做牧师好啊，真的两年下来发现很不一样。
After being a missionary for 2 years, it is quite a different lifestyle from being a pastor.
这个生活实际上常常不是超出在我，不是在我自己控制的底下。
Because a lot of times the life is not in our control.
但是这样子的生活形态。
But actually, such lifestyle
啊，也充满了这个 excitement， 充满了兴奋的事情。
It's full of excitement.
就是因为常常我们工作上真的非得要依靠圣灵不可。
Because we really need to depend on the Holy Spirit.
不能靠自己的计划。
We cannot trust in our own plans.
也不能靠自己的筹算。
Or our understanding and plans.
啊，所以基本上只是。真的要靠圣灵的引导来工作。
So we really need to depend on the Holy Spirit's guidance.
也就是因为有这些机会。
It's also because of these chances.
真的让我们真的看见圣灵在这个时代，他有很奇妙的工作。
And we get to take a glimpse at the work of the Holy Spirit in this generation.
是整个世界，我们好像是在人在控制。
It seems that the world is under the hands of man.
但是实际上神在掌权。
Actually, God is in control.
所以在这两年里面，常常遇见一些很特殊的困难。
Within these 2 years, we have encountered all kinds of challenges.
但是也看见神额外的恩典。
But then we also get to see God's extraordinary grace.
所以每一个挑战
，So every challenge
就变成神得胜的机会。
Became an opportunity for God's victory.
那像我们每次到去做宣教的工作的时候
，Every time we went on the mission field，
我现在算了一下，没有一次的行程不要改变的。
Now that I look back, there's not one trip that we did not have to change our plans。
常常要改好几次。
Sometimes we have to change many times。
啊，我一个同工，他比我早做几年，他就告诉我，你千万不要买回程的机票。
One coworker that's more experienced than me, he told me that never buy the returning ticket.
啊，我起先不信，现在我非常的相信。
I did not believe him, but now I do.
那有时候去工作，有时候会被当地的官员们请你离开的。
Sometimes we will be expelled by the government officials.
但是很感谢神。
But praise the Lord.
神把我们带开来，他有更好的地方带我们去。
When God leads you away from one place, He has another place ready for you.
让我们真的亲身体验到我们的主是历史的主。
So that we get to understand our God is the Lord of history.
我们常常把我们周遭发生的事情，把它不是 take for granted， 就是把它ignore。
A lot of times we either take for granted or we ignore the circumstances around us.
就说不把它当一回事啊，或者就不想看周遭发生的事情。
Or we take the current events very lightly.
那实际上每一件发生的事情，在我们这个世界里面，神都有意思的。
But actually, God has His purpose in everything that's happening in this world.
其实，在我们教会发展的历史历代里面，都让我们看见。
We can see that through church history.
像早期在主耶稣在世的时候，世界上发生的事情，真实就是为了福音来铺路的。
During Jesus' time, everything happened in the world at that time paved the way for the gospel.
比如说，当时罗马帝国，他把全帝国里面的交通变得非常的发达。
For example, the Roman Empire they advanced the traffic routes within the kingdom.
所以你们常说“条条道路通罗马”，就是这个原因来的。
So that the traffic, the roads are very advanced.
那不但如此。
Not only so.
当时的语言也统一。
And they also unified the languages.
大部分人讲希腊文。
Most people speak Greek.
啊，所以传福音的时候，语言上减少很多的困难。
That also facilitate the spreading of the gospel.
所以发生在我们周遭的事情，神都可以把它用作他的国度上面。
Therefore, God can advance His kingdom by taking advantage of everything that's happening in this world.
所以在我们周遭发生的事情，不要看得太悲观哈。
So please do not be too pessimistic about events in the world.
那在去年这一年，就是今年这一年里面，给我们特别的感受。
In this year, many things happen.
比如说911。
For example, 9/11.
这个对社会的冲击。
And this impact the world.
凡是常常要出差的人都会觉得911带来很多的不方便。
All that who travel much for business will feel the inconvenience caused by 9/11.
那今年年初的时候，这个发生的非典型肺炎是吧 ？SARS 啊。
And also the SARS that occurred early this year.
带来的也是恐慌和不方便。
That brought much terror and inconvenience as well.
但是呢，我们在今年里面，就是因为这两件事情，让我们经历到一件很特殊的事情。
But just because these two events, we experienced something very special.
神可以透过人看来觉得不好或者是不方便的事情。
God can use these tragic or inconvenient events.
神却可以把它扭转过来，变成他祝福的机会。
But God can turn them into blessings.
在今年夏天的时候。
This summer.
因为 SARS 的缘故。
Because of SARS.
那就是说我们原来中国的行程暂时不能去。
We have to pause. We have to delay our trip to China.
那神在一个特殊的地方开了一条路。
But then God opened another door at a special place.
是在欧洲。
That was in Europe.
在我们脑筋里面从来没有想到会在这个短期里面会回到欧洲去工作。
We never thought about returning back to Europe in such a short time.
但是让我发现。
But then I discovered.
就是因为911的事件和 SARS 的缘故。
Just because of 9/11 and SARS.
神的福音工作在欧洲发展得非常的快。
God advanced the work of the gospel in Europe very rapidly.
特别在学生中间做了很奇妙的工作。
Especially among the Chinese students.
这让我想起来。
This reminded me.
这世界好像被政权被人所掌握。
It seems that this world is controlled by the power of men.
但是
But in reality,
真正掌握的还是我们的主。
It is God who is really in control.
然后想起在但以理书第二章里面讲到。
In the book of Daniel chapter 2.
当时尼布加尼撒做了一个梦，他居然忘记了。
At that time, King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and then he forgot about the dream.
然后又很莫名其妙的要全国的术士来帮他这个解这个梦。
And then he became very unreasonable. He asked everyone in the nation to try to explain the dream.
假如你读过但以理书的话，你就知道这故事的发展。那后来神让但以理去为这个尼布加尼撒王来解梦。
Then at the end, God led Daniel to explain the dream for King Nebuchadnezzar.
但是梦呢，是怎么样一个梦呢
？So what was this dream?
他就看见一个很大的金像，一个 statue， 一个像。
He saw a great statue.
是金的头，银的肩。
With the golden head, a silver shoulder.
然后铜的胸。
And the bronze breast.
然后铁的腿
，and then the iron legs。
然后呢，这个金像突然间有一个不是人手所凿的石头飞来。
And all of a sudden, a rock flying toward the statue was not cut by the hands of man.
然后这个像呢就被打得粉碎，好像夏天鹤场上的糠皮一样。
And the statue was smashed to pieces. It was like shafts on the threshing floor in the summer.
然后被风吹散。
And the wind swept it away.
无处可寻。
Without leaving a trace.
但是这个石头呢？
But what about the rock?
却变成一座大山,
it became a huge mountain
充满天下,
and filled the whole earth. 啊,
这是一个人类整个历史一个很了不得神像人启示的一个意象。
This is a great revelation that God revealed to men about human history.
但是圣经里面自己解释给我们听说, 这个像就代表世界上这些帝国。
The Bible explained it to us that this statue represents the empires of men.
历世历代的了不起的帝国,
throughout the history, the great empires.
但这个帝国却被一个石头打碎,
but then all these empires will be smashed by a rock.
这个石头不但把这个像打碎, 而且变成一个大山那么大, 充满天下。
This rock not only smashed the statue, but it itself will fill the earth.
所以让我们看见一件事情,
so this we can see,
地上的帝国不管它有多强,
no matter how strong these human empires are,
不管它有多富,
or how rich they are,
终究就像这个像一样, 会被打得粉碎, 飘散的全地, 无处可寻。
Eventually they will all be smashed and swept away without leaving a trace.
真正能够长存的是这块石头变成的大山, 充满天下的这个神的国。
What will remain forever will be this rock that become a huge mountain and fill the whole earth. And this is the kingdom of God.
所以让我看见，再提醒我看见一件事情。
And then I get to see another thing.
不论这世界上事情多么严重的变化,
no matter how this world is turning,
神永远得胜。
Our God is forever victorious.
他的国一定要成就。
And His kingdom will prevail.
不论是911,
whether it's 9/11,
不论是 SARS,
or SARS,
都不能拦阻神的工作,
they will not stop the advancement of the kingdom of God.
神的国一定要成就,
His kingdom will prevail.
那很多事情发生让我们看见,
from these many things we get to see,
好像是在逼迫神的教会,
it seems that they're persecuting God's church,
好像要让神的国不能扩充,
as if to stop the advancement of God's kingdom.
但是这所有来逼迫来压迫的这些事情,
but all these pressures and persecutions,
都在神的掌握当中,
they're all still under the hands of God.
啊, 神可以改变,
God can turn them around.
那最近在国内, 做这个宣教的工作,
recently I went to China for mission.
就看见在神, 人觉得不可能的情况底下,
there are many circumstances that were impossible in human eyes.
神可以拣选人,
but then God can choose men,
成为他的工具,
can be his vessels,
让他的教会,
so that his church,
在人觉得没有利益的这个境况底下,
under such disadvantages, circumstances,
他能够兴旺,
that his kingdom can prevail.
我们在中国的北方见到一位牧师,
in northern China, we met a pastor.
现在大概才30多岁,
he's in his 30s.
他是在80年代的时候才接受主的,
and he became Christian in the 80s.
但他一信主以后就,
but after he became Christian, he loved the Lord very much.
啊, 最后他把自己奉献来服侍主,
and then he offered himself to serve the Lord.
80年代刚刚开放的时候，他的教会大概才30多个人。
In the early 80s, his church was had about 30 people.
就是他那个县，整个县才30多个信徒。
There were about 30 Christians in his county.
那后来他神学院毕业以后就回到原来地方来服侍主。
And after he graduated from seminary school, he went back to his county to serve the Lord.
他不管政府的干涉。
He disregarded the interference of the government.
他到处就是公开的传福音。
And he spread the gospel openly.
这个，但是神也很妙。 他保护他，他这里刚刚传完福音，公安就从后面来了。
But then God somehow just protects him wonderfully that he always misses the government official.
他转到另外一个地方传完福音以后，公安又赶到那里。
Whenever he finishes his gospel meetings and then after he leaves, then the government officials will come.
公安好像就是慢半拍。
So it seems that the government officials always like one step behind, too slow.
神真的奇妙地保护他，让福音在那个当地能够传开。
God just protects him so wonderfully that the gospel gets to spread in his county.
那 在另外在中国中部地方也有同样的一件事情。
And also in central part of China, there was another story.
那个教会是有几位长老在那里负责。
The church was taken care of by a few elders.
那那个这个负责的长老跟我们讲他自己的见证。
And this responsible elder told me his own personal testimony.
啊，他以前是一个不信主的人。
He was an unbeliever before.
但是他非常的孝顺。
But then he was very obedient to his parents.
他照顾他一个病重的父亲照顾了二十年。
He took care of his sick father for 20 years.
别人都不管他了。
And then all his children, all his family deserted the father.
那他一直来照顾他的病重的父亲。
But then he faithfully took care of his father.
一直到他父亲病重离开世界。
Until his father passed away.
他因为照顾他父亲，所以他欠了一大笔债。
Because he took care of his father, he was in such huge debt.
在当时大概有十几万人民币的这个债。
It was about more than 100,000.
他是一个石匠，打石头的工人。
And then he was a stonesmith, mason.
Mason.
Right.
所以他基本上在他这一辈子但还不了。
So the debt was so huge that it was impossible for him to clear his debt in his lifetime.
所以他在失望、绝望这个之余，他就找到当地的一个教会。
In desperation and without hope, he went to seek help at the church, local church.
在那里听到福音。
And then he heard the gospel there.
那他也觉得很稀奇的，这个教会居然会来帮助他。
And he was amazed that how this church would come to help him.
因为他的亲戚朋友，他甚至他自己亲兄弟都不愿意来帮助他。
Because his relatives, even his own brothers, deserted him.
但是教会伸出援手来帮助他。
But then the church helped him.
他神感动他。他愿意全世界来服侍主。
And the Lord touched him. He was willing to offer himself to serve the Lord.
在他工作的时候，他神就很奇妙的为他找了一个工作。
And then the Lord gave him a job.
是他自己根本想不到的。
It was beyond what he could imagine.
在三年里面。
Within 3 years.
把他自己这一辈子觉得还不了的债还清。
He paid off this huge impossible debt.
那我等等还会再讲这两个教会的发展。
And I'll tell you more about the development of these two churches.
这个长老非常的忠心在主里面服侍。
And this elder served the Lord very faithfully and diligently.
他们在主的真道和话语上非常的坚持的非常的紧。
And they're very faithful to God's word.
因为他们的教会就是在东方闪电派的发源地的旁边。
Because this church is right next to the origin of a cult group, the Eastern Lightning Group.
但是他们的教会一点影响都不会受到影响。
But then because they're very truthful and faithful to God's words, they stand firm without being impacted.
那神不单在人觉得不可能的情况底下拣选他的工人。
Not only that God chose his workers under impossible circumstances.
神的灵也感动一些几乎不可能的人来到教会里面。
God also moved and brought people to church who people think they are impossible.
他也带领很多的学生来到教会当中。
He also led many students to his church.
那我们在北京有一个教堂。
In Beijing, there was a church.
我们就认识在知道那边有一个青年的团契。
And there was this young people's fellowship in Beijing.
他们就在他们的团契里面就可以公然的传福音。
They were able to publicly preach the gospel in their fellowship meetings.
那里面都是在北京这个所谓这个最好的大学的学生。
And these are all the elite students in the best universities in China.
甚至于里面很多的教授。
And even many professors attend this fellowship.
就像看见神的工作是在多方面的。
We can see God is working in all areas.
那这个团契我觉得很可贵的一件事情，它不是因为我们这些人都是北京最有名大学的学生而自傲。
What's precious about this fellowship is that members in this fellowship are not proud because they're the students at best universities.
他们是在组里面接纳每一个人。
They accept everyone in the Lord.
我在他们一次的聚会和祷告会中间遇见一个人。
One time I attended their prayer meeting and I met a person.
他是一个外地来打工的。
And he was from outside of Beijing.
是一个每天一定要打工才能维生的人。
And he was just a labor worker.
在教育程度上，社会层面上跟这个学生是格格不入的。
And he was probably not well educated and maybe of lower class.
但是这些学生们接纳他。
But these students accepted him.
这很让我感动，是神的爱超越了社会的阶层。
So I was really touched because God's love surpasses all these social classes.
那这个工人给我很大的一个冲击在哪里呢？
How does labor worker impact me?
像我们来聚会就是要花时间，对不对？
When we come to church, we need to spend time, right?
他来聚会不单单花时间，而且 very costly, 因为他不做工的话，他就没有收入的。
But for this labor worker, it's very costly for him to come to churches because he has to stop working.
所以他要牺牲了他工作赚钱的这个机会来到聚会的。
So he had to give up his opportunity to work to make money in order to come to church.
所以他每次来祷告会，每次来主日聚会，他都是有代价的。
So every time he comes to church, either prayer meeting or Sunday meeting, he had to pay a price.
但是他从来没有缺席过。
But he never missed a meeting.
那在我想祷告会是很多教会都人比较少的一个聚会。
In most churches, prayer meeting has the least attendance.
我在中国发现一个很特殊的一个现象。
But in China, I see this special phenomenon.
就是祷告会有慕道友来参加。
That there are gospel meetings attending prayer meetings.
那我们就在也是在北京的另外一个教会一次祷告会里面遇见一个很特殊的事情。
There's one time I went to a prayer meeting in a church in Beijing and we had something, we met a person.
那在那个祷告会里面我们居然遇见了两个这个慕道友。
And in this prayer meeting we met two gospel friends.
别的事情我少讲啊，就其中有个慕道友他原来是个医生。
And one of the gospel friends was a doctor.
他是从海南岛出差到北京的。
And he came to Beijing from 海南岛。
那他就听说在北京有这样的一个教会，所以他出差的时候他订旅馆就订在这个教会的旁边。
And he's on business trip, and then he heard of this church, so he purposely reserved his hotel right next to this church.
他为的就是能够来到教会听一听教会来讲什么。
So that he get a chance to go visit the church and to see what's going on in the church.
所以那天当晚刚刚到，所以他发现教会有聚会，他就进来了。
So that night was his first night in Beijing, and then he found there's a meeting, so he came into the church.
他心中真的心里真的想要认识这位神。
He had this thirst to know God.
那长话短说，我们那天跟师母两个就带领这两个慕道友当场就接受主。
So my wife and I just led this gospel friend to accept Christ on that night.
他兴奋之余，他说明天还有没有聚会
？So he was so excited. He asked if there's a meeting tomorrow night.
他觉得认识神以后，这何等的喜乐
！He felt so joyful after knowing God.
那在很多地方觉得人的限制有很多，但是神的工作不被限制。
It seems like man's work can be constrained, but not God's work.
那不但在中国。
Not only in China.
那这是我们在暑假的时候在英国的工作的时候发现也是很惊奇的事情。
This summer, when we went to England.
那在暑假的时候，原来是那边一个学校，在英国一个学校。
There was a school in England.
他们突然间来了许许多多的中国的学生。
All of a sudden, they had this huge number of new Chinese students.
这就联想到我刚刚讲到911跟 SARS 的关系了。
And this is related to 9/11 and SARS events.
原来自从911事件之后，美国就限制很多从中国到美国来留学的学生。
Because as a result of 9/11, U.S. government limit the number of Chinese students to come to U.S.
所以许许多多中国出国留学的人，他就开始往欧洲去。
So many Chinese students started turn around and go to Europe.
那大部分的学语言都是学英文，所以英国变成他们的首选。
Because their foreign language was English, so England became their first choice.
那我们在那个学校就在 Guildford 那个地方有一个他当地的大学。
The place we went was a Guildford in England, and then there was a university there.
那他们单单一年里面。
Just within a year,
就来了500个新的同学。
They had 500 new students from China.
当地在两年以前有一个牧师开始了一个查经班。
About 2 years ago, a pastor started a Bible study group there.
但是后来这个牧师也去宣教到别的地方去了。
And then afterwards, this pastor went to another place.
那这个学校的查经班就是两个从香港来的同学在这负责。
So this Bible study group. Are being led by two students from Hong Kong.
这两个学生才24、26岁。
And then they're 24 and 26 years old.
他们就非常的忠心，在那个学校校园上来服侍那么多的中国留学生。
But then they faithfully serve these foreign students from China.
然后来发现很多问题，他们就每天早上为这个团契祷告的。
And then they encounter many problems, so they started to pray for this fellowship every single morning.
然后呢，他们也盼望有传道人能够去帮他们忙。
And then hope that there will be God's workers to help them.
我们就在这个情况之下，我们到了那个学校。
This is how my wife and I went to that school.
那这个学校很去了这个学校以后，我们发现一个很特殊的事情。
After we went to that school, we found something very special.
我们发现神在策略上做了一件很奇妙的工作。
We discovered that God strategically did something very wonderful.
就真是让我们看见神工作是全盘的，不是像我们只能看一部分的。
Therefore, we get to see that when God works, He works in all areas, not just partial.
因为在中国这个教会里面，绝大部分都是在农村。知识程度比较少的中间人的工作。
Because in China, most people who went to church are from the countryside or the labor workers.
那在学生中间，在知识分子中间，在专业人士中间的工作非常的少。
So there's very few organizations that work among the professionals and the middle upper class.
但是我们发现了，现在在欧洲的这批留学生是一个很特殊的一群人。
But then we found that the group that are in Europe right now, the students, they're very special.
他们不但年轻。
Not only that they're young.
而且他们在中国就已经在专业上小有成就。
And then they're already professionals when they were in China.
更好的一件事情。
And what's even more wonderful.
从福音的角度来看。
From the aspect of gospel.
他们一定要回中国。
They have to return to China.
那留美的学生大部分会留下来的。
Because most students that come to America will end up staying here.
但是留欧洲的学生绝大部分是回中国的。
But for students who go to Europe will mostly go back to China.
所以神就好像开了一个速成班一样，在欧洲的学生中间把福音传给他们。
So it seems that God prepared this special Bible study class for these students to come and learn and then go back to China.
因为他们去大部分都是念的 MBA.
Because most of them study MBA.
那大部分只去学一年。
So they will stay there for like a year.
所以一年以后就要回去。
Then they have to go back to China after a year.
所以在这个经历里面，我们真的好像看见神好像那个 Grand Master is at work.怎么样把这个不可能的情况，他能够把它运转啊
？So in this under such circumstances, we seem to see the hands of Grand Master how he works everything out.
你要想到一个从无神论的国家到一个西方的世界，单单才一年哦。
Just imagine someone coming from an atheist background to a Western country.Within the year.
只要一年里面他要接受福音信福音在福音里面要被造就。
And within the year, this person has to hear about the gospel, accept the gospel, and being edified.
It's cramped. 这个好像是这个速成班哈。
So this is a crush course.
Yeah, a crush course, that's the word. 但是神真的可以做。
But then God can do it.
我们真的看见他这样做。
And then we get to see that he is doing it.
而且看着这个神在他们中间的这个福音的反应，在让我们非常的吃惊。
And then we're also marveled and excited about their reaction to the gospel.
那这里也让我们看见圣灵，刚刚我们讲到圣灵哈。
And then we get to see the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的工作真的就像风一样。
Because the Holy Spirit's work is like wind.
是随着他自己的意思吹动的。
It blows wherever it pleases.
我们知道有风，但是我们从来没有看过风，对不对
？We know there's wind, but we never see it, right?
我们看到风是怎么样看到的
？How do we see the wind?
树枝会摇。
When we see the leaves and branches wave.
外面挂的旗子会飘。
Or we see the flags wave.
所以我们说啊，有风来了。
Then we know, oh, there's wind.
圣灵的工作也是一样。
So it's the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以耶稣用一个最好的比喻告诉尼哥底母，圣灵的工作就像风一样。
So when Jesus told the Nicodemus the work of the Holy Spirit, he says it's just like wind.
所以这个时代神的工作非常的多。
We can see God's work is so numerous in this world.
圣灵的工作你到处都可以看，都可以有。
You can see it everywhere.
问题就是我们看见树梢在动吗？
But the problem is, do we see the branches move?
我们看见旗子在飘吗?
Do we see the flags wave?
只是看到, 哦, 树就树, 旗子就旗子。
Or do we just see the branches and the flags?
其实圣灵今天大大的在我们中间工作。
You know that the Holy Spirit is working mightily among us. 啊,
就是要让我们能够看见。
So that we can see.
圣灵今天 在我们这个世代里面，他怎么样的工作
？We can see how the Holy Spirit works in this generation.
那我们都知道，主耶稣定死回天家以后，这个是圣灵的时代。We
all know that after Jesus went back to heaven, this is the age of the Holy Spirit.
那让我们看一段圣经，我觉得是很有意思的。
Let's turn to the Bible.
让我们翻到《使徒行传》28章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 28.
最后两节。
The last two verses.
28章。
Last two verses.
最后两节。
Of the book of Acts. Verses 30 and 31.
这里说保罗在自己所租的房子里住了足足两年，凡来看他的人。 他全都接待，放胆传讲神国的道，将主耶稣基督的事教导人，并没有人禁止。For
two whole years, Paul stayed there in his own rented house and welcomed all who came to see him. Boldly and without hindrance, he preached the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ.
好，这个像一本书的结尾吗？
Does this look like the ending of a book?
使徒行传写完了吗?
Do you think the book of Acts finished?
没有。
No.
圣灵怎么样在保罗的时代工作, 圣灵今天也照样的工作。
How the Holy Spirit worked in the age, in the generation of Paul, so does he work in our generation.
今天仍然有许多人就像保罗一样放胆传讲神国的道。
There are many people who are just like Paul, boldly and without hindrance, preach the kingdom of God.
将耶稣基督的事教导人。
And teach about the Lord Jesus Christ.
没有人可以禁止,
and no one can hinder them.
一直到今天,
until today.
圣灵的工作一直在维持,
the work of the Holy Spirit continues on.
假如你去读教会历史的话, 历世历代神有他很稀奇的工作,
if you read the church history, you would marvel at the work of the Holy Spirit throughout the generation.
今天在年尾的时候,
at the end of the year now,
我们彼此来提醒,
let's be reminded.
把我们眼睛张大,
let's open our eyes
耳朵打开,
and open our ears.
要看圣灵今天在这个世代，不单单在我们教会哈， 在这个世代他在做什么事。
So that we get to see how the Holy Spirit works in this generation, not just in our church.
在这个世代他做了什么事。
In this generation.
外面世界上发生的事情都可能跟我们的福音有关的。
Many historical events in the world can relate to the gospel.
当我第一次看到911的这个 楼房塌下来的时候,
when I first saw the World Trade Center collapse in
9/11,从来没有想到神可以借着这个让福音在欧洲传给中国的学生。
I never thought that God can use this event to preach, to spread the gospel in Europe.
真的，把我们眼睛张开。
Therefore, open our eyes.
耳朵打开,
open our ears.
看这个世代，我们的主在做什么工作。
So that we get to see how the Lord works in our generation.
所以当 风在动的时候,
so when the wind blows,
我们不要失去这个机会,
let's not lose this opportunity.
就好像这个加州很多人喜欢滑浪的,
just like many people like to
surfing.
Surf.
啊, 那这个当浪来的时候,
so when the waves come,
你坐在那里等,
you don't just sit there. Oh, you sit there and wait.
假如你坐在那里等, 你就失去了这个冲浪的机会。
But if you just sit there and wait, you will miss the chance.
所以当圣灵在工作的时候,
so when the Holy Spirit is at work,
要赶上,
catch it,
赶上,
catch it.
那圣灵怎么工作呢?
So, but how does the Holy Spirit work?
那当然圣灵工作范围很广很广,
he works in all areas.
我只能就极见，就说我们在这一两年里面接触到，看见圣灵很奇妙的工作。
I can just number a few among those that we have seen in the past 2 years.
首先圣灵工作的时候，他是借着圣灵
First, the Holy Spirit gives people the gospel.
一个人要能够信耶稣,
for someone to believe in Jesus,
若不是圣灵的工作，不可能的。
Has to be the work of the Holy Spirit.
在罗马书一章十六节里告诉我们。
Romans 1:16 tells us.
说这福音本是神的大能。
That the gospel is the power of God.
福音本身就是有能力的。
So the gospel itself is great power.
他要能够救一切相信他的人。
That this gospel has the power to save everyone that believes.
包括我们中国人。
Including Chinese.
那在哥林多前书十二章里面也告诉我们。
In the First Corinthians chapter 12,
一个人若不是圣灵的感动，没有人可以称耶稣基督是主的。
That no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit.
那我刚刚提到那两位传道人在中国大陆的工作。
The pastors that I mentioned, the two pastors that I mentioned.
一个在北方那位传道人。
One that serves in northern China.
因为他真的就是放胆传讲神国的道，没有人可以禁止他。
Because he was bold to preach the gospel, and no one could stop him.
今天他们那个县里的基督徒。
Now in his county.
已经超过十万。
They have more than 100,000 Christians.
从三十几个人开始。
It started from 30 some Christians.
今天聚会已经很多教会了，聚会的人数已经超过十万。
Now they have a lot of churches and the number of Christians in total is more than 100,000.
他们每年，因为他们那个地方非常的冷啊，设备又不是很好，所以每年这个受洗啊，一定要等到夏天天热的时候到河里去洗的。
Because the weather is very cold there, so they have to wait until the summer to baptize people.
他们每年受洗的人数是2000以上。
And every year they have, in the summer they go to the river to baptize, and every year they baptize more than 2,000.
去年暑假我的同工去了，我因为别的事情没有去。
Last summer my coworker went, I was delayed.
他们是非常壮观的，从早一直洗到晚。
My coworker says it was phenomenal because they baptized people from early morning until night.
已经没有时间让他们讲见证。
There's no time for their testimony.
就是奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名为你施洗，从早洗到晚。
They could only say, "In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I baptize you." And this is how they baptized from early morning until night.
就是因为神兴起了一个爱他的工人。
It's because God found a vessel, a worker that loved him.
那在中部的那位长老。
And then about the elder that's in central part of China.
因为神透过教会的爱把他吸引到他的到主的面前。
God brought him to himself with the love at church.
那他们教会发展也是非常的快。
Their church also developed rapidly.
他们是职堂，一有人多他就职堂。
So whenever the church grows, and then they will have a branch.
他们现在职堂的标准是建一个堂的容量至少要2000人。
Every time they build a branch church, it has to be large enough to seat 2,000.
然后呢，从开始建堂起，一直到建堂结束，一结束，堂就坐满。
But then right after they finish building the church would be filled in no time.
你知道为什么
？You know why?
原来他们在建堂的时候就经历神。
Because when they build a church, they already experience God's work.
很多是家里只有比如太太信，先生不信的。
There are many families that only one of the spouse believes.
但是在建堂的过程里面，这个其中的一部这个一半的整天去教会去，他们教堂都是自己花功夫去建的啊，不是请外面 contractor 建的，是自己来盖的。
When they build new churches, they all build with their own hands.
那家里不信的人就看见神怎么供应材料，神怎么样供应金钱，神怎么样供应人力。
But then during the time that they build their new churches, the unbelieving spouse at home will get to see how God provides all the materials and financially, and then they would be touched.
所以到堂建完的时候。
So after the church building is finally finished.
家里人看见神的作为来到教堂。
And those unbelieving family will come to church because they see God's work.
他们这个地方是个小很小的一个小城。
This is a small town in central China.
已经是第七十间教会。
They already built 70 churches.
第七十间教会。
70 church buildings.
所以看见神的工作实在是很了得。
You see how wonderful is God's work.
所以越做越开心就在这里哈。
That's why we get to serve the Lord and we become more and more joyful.
那神在英国这些学生工作这些工作也是非常的特殊。
And then God's work in England is also very wonderful.
所以刚刚讲到，在一年里面要这些人信主，然后还要能够成长，哈，这个真的是要有个 crash course。
as I mentioned, their stay in England is like having a crash course. They have to get to know the Lord and be edified.
所以神就真的用很神奇的方法让这些人被主耶稣自己吸引。
So God attracts them and then appeal to them miraculously.
他们有人被同学邀请到当地的一个教会。
Some were invited to church by their friends.
他从来一辈子从来没听过耶稣的名字。
They never even heard of the name of Jesus in their life.
但突然间到里面，他觉得我回到自己家里一样。
But then when as soon as they walk into church, they feel like home.
他自己觉得莫名其妙，为什么觉得这地方这么温暖，好像我应该在这里一样。
They just could not understand why they feel this place so warm and I belong here.
然后他愿意每个礼拜回到教会里。So
they're willing to return to church every week.
就是因为这样听见福音以后，他信主。And
then after they hear about the gospel, they accept Jesus.
那我们还碰到一个小男孩。We
met a young boy.
他们真的只有二十二三岁，很小啊。They're
in their early twenties.
那他一到教堂里，一开始敬拜赞美，他就拼命流泪。
And then he just started shedding tears as soon as the worship began.
So
you see the power of praise and worship.
他说我这个男子还从来不轻弹的，男子是不轻弹眼泪的。
He says, I'm always a macho man. I never shed tears.
他说我就忍不住的眼泪就一直流下来。
But I don't understand why I just cannot stop shedding tears.
而且他说我越哭越开心。
The more I cry, the more joyful I feel.
他真的觉得莫名其妙，哇！他自己问自己，我为什么会这样？
He couldn't understand. He kept on asking why.
后来他信主以后才知道。
And after he accepted the Lord, he understood.
圣灵的感动。
It was the move of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在他身上来做感动的工作。
The Holy Spirit was moving on him.
这些人到神的面前聚会的时候，
When they come to God's meeting,
他真的发现。 这个地方有吸引他的地方。
They found this place so attractive.
神用这个方法吸引了一些人来到他的面前。
So God attracted a lot to him this way.
神还可以借着别人传福音的机会，让他们接受福音。
They can the gospel can also reach to them through preaching the gospel.
那这个团契他每个礼拜。 有一个特别传福音的聚会。
This fellowship has gospel meeting every Friday.
那我们有一次在那里面，师母会后呢，就跟一个姐妹来传福音。
One time, my wife was sharing the gospel with a girl.
那这个姐妹听见福音后，她当场就悔改信主。
And this lady accepted the Lord right away.
然后呢，就旁边有另外一个从香港来的一个姐妹呢，就听得很认真。
And there was another lady from Hong Kong, and she was listening attentively.
就她第二个礼拜，
And then the second week
也来了，
She came back again.
她就问师母，她说我可不可以信耶稣啊？
And then she asked my wife, Can I also accept Jesus?
我要怎么样才可以得救？
How can I be saved?
我在教会也待了很多年。
I've been around the church for a long time.
我还没有见过这样的情形，听见旁边人传福音，然后回来的说，哎呀，我可不可以信耶稣的。
I've never seen such a thing that some bystander will come back to church the next week and ask, "Can I also accept Jesus?"
那我还碰过一个很难缠的一个 case
啊。There was also a difficult case.
在那碰到有一个从北京到英国去留学的一个太太。
There was this wife that came from Beijing.
她自己这个太太自己是学新闻记者，学新闻的，又在学校高校教新闻学。
She was a professor at university of in journalism.
那你知道记者都很会讲话。
You know, all journalists, they are very talkative. They're very good at arguing.
那我跟她讲一句，她至少回三句。
So if I say one thing to them, to her, she will reply three things.
然后只要讲的跟神有关的，她就马上反驳三句。
And if I say anything about God, and she will argue back right away.
像这种人，我想大概是没救的，对不对？
So I thought these type of people are truly hopeless.
所以呢，我后来就很尊敬她，这个所谓中国敬而远之，很尊敬她，但是把她放在祷告里面。
So later on, I said, okay, I decided just to respect him and put her in my prayers only.
那过了三个礼拜，
But then after 3 weeks,
有一次在祷告会里面，她也来了。
One time she came to our prayer meeting.
那他说，他说你可不可以到外面为我们全家来祷告
？And then she asked me if I would go out to pray for her whole family.
那我想碰到这样人，他要我去为祷告，哪有不去的道理，对不对？一定去了。
How can I refuse her? Of course I went.
然后祷告，为他家里祝福，为他们的整家来祷告之后呢，他说我明天就要去参加远志明那个布道会。
And then after I prayed for her entire family, she told me that the next day she was going to the gospel meeting led by Brother Yuan Zhiming.
啊，那我知道她以前那个情况，所以我说你可不可以答应我一件事情
？I knew of her condition, so I asked her to promise me one thing.
我说你可不可以去之前呢、啊、
？Before you go.
啊，你不要心里存着我一定不相信的这个意念，好不好
？Please do not predetermine that I will not believe.
就你知道她怎么回答？
You know what she answered me?
哦，她说我不会，不会，我一定不会存良心去的。
She said, "Of course not, of course not. I will not think this way."
她真的就在原住民那个布道会里面接受主。
And she accepted the Lord in that meeting.
三个礼拜的功夫。
So just 3 weeks.
从完全反对到不反对，到接受。
From a stubborn opposing gospel to accepting it.
你看这是不是神的这个秘籍班
？Don't you think this is a crash course? The Lord.
那更可爱的是这批刚信主的弟兄姐妹。
And these new believers, new brothers and sisters.
非常的单纯。
They're very pure in heart.
那师母跟我们也看着这个情况，觉得他们在那只有一年的时间了。
Then my wife and I felt that they only have a year in England.
所以要赶快教他们怎么样打好最基本最基本的基础。
So we feel the need to teach them about the basic truth.
所以我们就在每一个周，我们给他们开两堂课。
So every week we give them two classes, two lessons.
一堂教他们最基本怎么样去读圣经。
One to teach them how to read the Bible.
第二个怎么样做好灵修的工作。
The second lesson is to teach them how to have spiritual devotion.
因为我们知道他们回到中国以后，很可能没有其他的信徒的。
Because after they go back to China, they might not have the support of other believers.
啊，所以这些孩子真乖啊。
And then these brothers and sisters are so good.
他们要赶论文。
They have to study for their thesis. They have to prepare their thesis.
然后每天晚上他们聚在一起一个小时读圣经。
But every night they gather together to read the Bible for 1 hour.
那你知道？世界上发生的事情真的都有对圣经、对传福音都有好处的哈。
So we get to see that everything happening in the world helps the gospel.
所以他们现在圣经上有问题 ，email 过来。
So now that whenever they have questions about the Bible, they will email me.
然后呢，写的长洋洋洒，他真的很认真的读圣经的这些小孩子。
They study diligently. They study the Bible diligently.
啊，神真的做这样奇妙的工作。
God's work is wonderful.
福音就是这样很奇妙的，在短短的时间就能够传给这么多的人。
So the gospel can reach so many people in such a short time.
神不单福音是神的大能。
Not only that, gospel is the power of God.
圣灵可以来释放我们。
The Holy Spirit can also deliver us.
可以把我们心中很多坚固的营垒，它可以把我们释放出来。
It can deliver us from strongholds in our hearts.
圣灵让我们知罪。
And also the Holy Spirit will convict us of our sin.
主耶稣他说，圣灵来就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
The Lord Jesus says, when the Holy Spirit comes, He will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin, righteousness, and judgment.
其中有个小女孩。
There was this girl, young lady.
接受主了。
And she accepted the Lord.
但是呢，她生活上有些问题。
But then there was some problem in her life.
因为这个年代的年轻人男女住在一起是小意思。
Because in this generation, it's very common for unmarried couples to live together.
那我们后来知道这件事情。
After we found out,
就为他祷告。
We pray for her.
我们希望用最有效的方法能够让他知道这是一件神不喜悦的事。
We want to somehow very effectively tell her, deliver her this message that this is not pleasing to God.
所以我们一直想找机会去跟她谈。
So we try to seek chance to talk to her.
奇妙就在这里。
But what's wonderful is,
我们还没去找她，她已经先来找我们。
Even before we went to talk to her, she already came to us.
她跟我们说，她现在真的跟她男朋友住在一起。
She told us that she was living with her boyfriend.
她觉得这样不对。
She felt this is not right.
她要跟她男朋友分开。
She wanted to leave her boyfriend.
这是一个初信的人哦。
This is a new believer.
刚刚信主的人哦。
She just accepted the Lord.
圣灵的能力就在这里。
But then the power of the Holy Spirit in her.
自罪认罪而改罪。
So that we can be convicted of the guilt and then depart from sin.
时间关系，我跳过很多其他的例子哈。
I will skip many other examples.
那圣灵的能力不单单让我们自罪。
The power of the Holy Spirit is not only to convict us of sins.
他也让我们真正懂得怎么样叫做爱神。
He also tells us how to love God.
真正爱神就是要遵守神的话。
Anyone who loves God will obey God's words.
这个你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令，这是主耶稣讲的。
Jesus says, "If you love me, you will obey what I command you."
在这边我们也看见。圣灵在这批年轻人中间所做的工作。
And we get to see many works of the Holy Spirit among these young people.
其中有个男孩子，他结婚了11年。
There was this young man who's been married for 11 years.
但是他跟他太太关系一直不好。
But then he has a very difficult relationship with his wife.
他已经是信主很多年的。
He's been a Christian for many years.
但是他一直从这个里面，他不能够跳出来。
But he cannot be free out of it.
而且呢，他不知道这是神不喜悦的事。
But and he did not know that his marriage condition is not pleasing to God.
后来我们因为他要赶回去香港，所以我们就跟他见了面，跟他谈。
Because he was going back to Hong Kong, therefore we seek opportunity to talk to him.
祷告之后，圣灵真的打动他的心。
After we prayed, the Holy Spirit moved his heart.
他愿意尽他一切所能。
He was willing to try his best
能够挽回他的婚姻
to save his marriage.
11年的时间
for 11 years,
圣灵的工作可以把他扭转过来
but Holy Spirit can turn the entire situation around.
那圣灵常常在我们灵命上有很多的能力可以让我们胜过我们不能做的事
and the Holy Spirit can also empower us to do what's impossible.
让中国虽然是一个无神论的国家
Even though in China it's an atheist country
但是我们发现这些 小伙子 小女孩的身上常常都挂了有那个 charm 就是那个玉
符
啊
We found these young people they often wear charms
是玉做的辟邪的
That has spells on them
Something like that Yeah 他们一个个手上都有
And then they all have
手上有这个挂的上有
around their necks or on their wrists
那起先他信主以后我们跟他讲说你信主以后你不需要这些东西
After they believe in Jesus we tell them you don't need these anymore
不但你不需要这些而且有时候成为你属灵生命成长的一个障碍
Not only that you don't need them they can become hindrance to your spiritual life
因为在神面前我们不能有别的神了你这个有这个带了这个辟邪的，你显然相信有别的东西可以保护你。
Because apart from God, you cannot have any other gods.
那后来这些人听见神的话，告诉他们这一切这些偶像的东西都要丢掉。
And then after they heard that, they have to cast away all the idols.
这些人真的很乖。
They're very obedient.
有的人很痛苦，祷告一夜以后，决定还是要把它丢掉。
And some of them.Painfully pray overnight, and then they made the decision to destroy them.
后来我们才知道，很多这些玉器蛮贵的。
And later on, we found some of them are made of jade, and they're very expensive.
所以他们真的就定义就把它丢掉。
But then they determined to throw them away.
就是因为他们丢掉之后，你会发现圣灵的工作在他们身上就能够进行。
And after they throw these charms away, you can see the work of the Holy Spirit continues on them.
其中有个从山东去的一个小女孩很有意思。
This young lady from Shandong, she was very interesting.
她平常去做礼拜她说很有意思，她。牧师一开始讲到呢，他就开始魂游向外。
And then every time she goes to church, soon as the pastor started preaching, and her mind started wandering.
但是很奇妙的，在牧师讲阿门之前，他就会回来。
But then after the pastor pray and say amen, and then her attention will come back.
所以他说他很喜欢那里的敬拜赞美。
She says she likes those worship and praise.
但是讲到，因为英国很多这个 英国口音很重的这个传道人。
But then about the sermons, sometimes the pastors have strong accents.
所以她真的听不大懂。
And then she could not understand well.
所以就在她丢掉这个玉器这个辟邪的玉器之后，那一个主日。
But then after she threw away her jade charms, that the very next Sunday morning.
她说她可以从头一直听到尾。
She said her attention stays on the pastor from beginning to the end.
连她自己都觉得很诧异。
Even she herself was surprised.
其实那天讲到那个牧师的口音更重。
Actually, that day the pastor had even stronger accent.
真的，圣灵的工作超乎我们理智所了解的。
So the whole work of the Holy Spirit is beyond what we can imagine or comprehend.
那另外那个刚刚讲的痛哭流涕的那个小男孩呢，他也是。
And then the same thing with the young man who couldn't stop crying in the worship.
他信主以后呢，还是常常摇摆不定。
And after he accepted the Lord, he still wavers.
一下说我真的信吗？一下说哎，我大概还没有信，在摇摆不定。
Sometimes he would doubt, do I truly believe, or maybe I don't really believe.
很多人一直为他祷告。
Many people pray for him.
就一直还是这样摇摆不定。
But he still wavers.
后来他就是祷告了一个晚上，终于把他那个玉器丢掉的那位弟兄。
After he struggled for a whole night, finally he decided to throw away his jade charm.
他的属灵的成长马上改变。
And he had a turning point. His spiritual life had a turning point.
他也遇见很多的挣扎难处，因为他毕业要工作，很多的挣扎。
He still encounters many struggles and many challenges.
但是他绝不怀疑，他相信了耶稣。
But he no longer has doubt.
所以属灵的征战不是假的。
So the spiritual warfare is not false.
是活生生的。
It is real.
那最后呢？圣灵不单单有福音的能力，有释放我们的能力。
The Holy Spirit not only has the power of gospel and the power to deliver.
他更有能力让我们我所谓叫做走第二里路的能力。
He also can empower us to walk the second mile.
换句话说，就是因为主的缘故，我们愿意摆上。
In other words, for the Lord's sake, we're willing to offer ourselves.
已经不再是为自己神有什么祝福在我身上，也不再为己我自己身上有什么事情需要神的来释放的 deliverance 的。
It's no longer for our own benefits or for our own deliverance.
圣灵真的在我们做更深一层的路工作的时候，让我们能够为主的缘故走第二里路。
When the Holy Spirit works deeper in us, He will empower us to, for the Lord's sake, walk the second mile.
当一个人信主以后
，After one becomes Christian，
因为主的爱的激励
，Because the love of God compels，
圣灵力量的催促
，And because of the power of the Holy Spirit，
我们愿意为主的缘故
，We're willing for the Lord's sake，
我们原来不一定需要走的
，That we can do something that we were not originally required necessary，
或者我们不愿意走的
，Or something that we're not willing，
但是因为主的缘故
，But because of the Lord's sake。
我们愿意走上去。
That we're willing to walk.
这是走第二里路。
And this is the second mile.
那在中国南方有个教会。
In southern China, there was a church.
我们常常跟他们有来往。
That I often have a correspondence with them.
那这次我11月的时候回来的时候跟他们见过面。
And this time I met them in November this year.
他们告诉我一件事情，我非常的感动。
They told me a story that touched me.
他们是在靠沿海。
They live by the seashore.
但是呢，在山区里面很多地方没有传道人。
But then, in the mountain area, there's no pastors, no
ministers.
No ministers.
但是呢，这个福音的工作就是很兴旺。
But then the work of the gospel is very lively.
他们有一次到那边去探望那里的教会。
One time they went to visit the church in the mountains.
他们看见一件事情让他们心里一直不安。
They saw one thing that make their heart unsettled.
因为在那个地方只有一个代职的这个一个传道人。
They only have one minister who also still has a job.
他没有受过很多训练。
He was not well trained.
但是呢，他一站起来呼召，下面人就站上来。
But whenever he has an altar call, everyone comes.
然后他就跟这些从沿海去的这些传道人家说，我不知道怎么办。
And then he would tell these ministers from the shoreline, I don't know what to do with them.
就说只要一呼召，人就到前面来愿意接受耶稣。他说我下面一步我不知道怎么训练他们。 不知道怎么带领他们。
Anytime I ask anyone wants to believe, people will come over, but then I don't know how to lead them on.
就是因为这一个代志传道人的一个诉求。
Because of this request from this minister.
这几个在海沿海这个传道人，他们心里就一直在神面前纪念这件事情。
So these ministers that live by the shoreline continue to pray for this thing.
那今天今年我碰到他们的时候，他说他决定在明年，他们要放弃在沿海这带很安定的工作，他们愿意全家搬到那个山区里面去住。
So some ministers told me that this year they told me they decided that they will move to the mountains. The whole family will move there to serve.
那边的生活境况更糟糕。
The lifestyle there is very harsh.
生活的来源都成问题。
The resources are scarce.
但是因为神的缘故，
but because of the Lord's sake,
他们愿意走第二里路。
They're willing to walk the second mile.
因为时间关系，还有很多这样子的例子。
There are many other examples like this.
这是让我们看见神的圣灵今天仍然在工作。
That we get to see that the Holy Spirit is still at work today.
他不但在传福音上面。
Not only that he's preaching the gospel, spreading the gospel.
在我们被黑暗、被肉体、被魔鬼所捆绑中间能够释放我们的能力。
He also has the power to deliver us from the bondage of the darkness.
圣灵更给我们力量。
The Holy Spirit even gives us power.
来回应他的爱。
That we can respond to his love.
摆上自己。
That we can offer ourselves.
走那个第二里路。
And we can walk the second mile.
神今天仍然工作。
The Holy Spirit is still working today.
求神给我们一个敏锐的心。
May the Lord give us a sensitive heart.
当我们看见树梢动的时候，
That when we see the branch waves, that we know that the wind is there.
当我们看见世界上发生一些特殊事情的时候，
when we see special events happening in this world,
盼我们能够在神面前问主啊，这个时代你要做什么？
We might ask the Lord, what are you doing? What do you want to do in this generation?
因为时间很快就过去了。
Because time will go by very quickly.
机会更容易过去。
So are the opportunities.
因为机会过去，我们后悔都来不及。
When the opportunities go by, we can only regret.
当神的圣灵在工作的时候。
So when the Holy Spirit is at work.
假如我们参与的话。
If we join in and participate.
你就看见在神国里面工作的果效和喜乐。
Then we get to enjoy the fruit.Of working in the kingdom of God.
但是假如这个机会来，我们把它流失了。
But if the opportunity come and we let it pass,
我们就会在那里后悔。
We will regret.
在二次大战的时候，
during the Second World War, after the Second World War,
日本投降。
Japan surrendered.
那时候 MacArthur 是做的统帅。
At that time, the commander was MacArthur.
他就在向教会来呼求。有没有人会说日文的牧师能够到日本来传福音
？And he was requesting the church. Are there any ministers that can speak Japanese? Please come to Japan.
因为那时候日本人的心是最空虚的时候。
Because at that time Japanese were they felt the most empty.
但是当时没有足够会讲日文的传道人。
But at that time there were not enough ministers who could speak Japanese.
所以日本现在是全世界最难传福音的地方之一。
And now Japan is the hardest place to preach the gospel.
机会错过去了。
We missed the chance.
从台湾来的人，我想我们都有一个很深痛的感觉。
Any one of us who are from Taiwan, we can all feel the pain.
现在台湾多难传福音。
We know how hard it is to preach gospel in Taiwan.
机会一失，圣灵的工作不在的时候。
We miss the chance when the Holy Spirit is not there working.
机会就过去了。
We miss the chance.
让这么多人应该可以有机会听到福音的，听不到福音。
All these people who should have the chance to hear the gospel, they don't anymore.
今天，让我们看神在什么地方工作。
Now we have to see where the Holy Spirit is at work.
让我们赶快。
Let's hurry.
参与。
And participate.
不要错过这个机会。
Don't miss the chance.
不但如此
，Not only so，
神给我们的每一件事情都不是白白给的。
God does not give us anything without a purpose。
在北美的中国基督徒，实际上神是很丰富的给我们。
Christians in Northern America are richly blessed by the Lord。
你从哪一方面讲都是非常的丰富。
We're blessed in every way。
但是要记得一件事情。
But we have to remember one thing。
神给谁多？要向谁怎么样？ 要向谁怎么样？啊，你们记得的哈。
From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded.
谁给谁多，他向谁多去。
Anyone who's been given much, much will be demanded.
所以不要太高兴，我们有这么丰富。
Don't rejoice too quickly that we're so abundant.
除非我们把这些丰富的资源用在神的国度里面。
Unless we use these abundant resources for God.
不然有一天神来问你。
Otherwise, one day God will ask you.
我给你了这么多。
I've given you so much.
你为我做了什么呢？
What have you done for me?
愿主纪念我们。
May the Lord remember us.
让我们今年是完了。
So that this year is gone.
啊、
this is the last Sunday, the last week.
盼我们明年生活也能有所改变。
Hopefully, next year we will have a breakthrough.
让我们对神在这个时代、这个地方，在我们当中做了什么事。
That we can be keen to God's work among us and in this generation.
以至于我们不会白白的占地图。
So that we will just not take whatever we have in vain.
在主的宴席里面，要在外面哀哭切齿，那就很痛苦了。
If we have to stay outside of God's banquet and not be gnashing and weeping, then it's very painful.
愿主祝福各位。
May the Lord bless all of us.
又新又活的新年。
That we will have a brand new year.